All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28. 1332.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Murder warrant issued for a Boston man in the stabbing death of a 79-year-old Malden man. Governor Healey proposing a new unit to help with cases of missing and identified people. And the death of an R&B singer who influenced some of hip-hop's biggest songs. Melissa has the juice coming up.
One rapper insists she's fine after fans express concern of her appearance. And you thought Beyonce ticket prices were bad. Drake's fans sound off and they're pissed.
Leroy has your sports.
The Patriots making moves. Plus, NBA star Ja Morant speaks.
But first, a murder warrant has been issued for 33-year-old Deion Smith in the death of a 79-year-old Malden man whose body was found decomposing in his apartment last month. Medical examiners determined that Ronald Gilbert had 30 apparent stab wounds to his body, and based on a timeline by investigators, he was likely killed in late December. Smith is described as 5'9", about 165 pounds, balding with brown eyes. If you see or know the suspect, officials say not to approach him and to call police immediately. Governor Mara Healey has proposed a new unit to help police improve coordination in handling cases of missing and unidentified people. Now, this comes during the ongoing search for missing Reina Morales Rojas, who was missing since last November, and a missing person alert wasn't reported until January. As of March 1st, Massachusetts law enforcement had reported a total of 1,908 missing people and 19 unidentified human remains. And singer Bobby Caldwell has died, and I know some of you may be thinking, I don't even know who that is. Well, yes, you do. His song, What You Won't Do for Love, was covered and sampled by some of your faves, one of them being Tupac.
What you won't do.
I love that song.
Do for love. You tried everything, but you don't give up.
Also, Biggie's Sky's the Limit sampled Bobby's The Flame. Okay. Yeah, so there were lots of songs, and also Common's The Light was also sampled. Oh.
I legit thought this was Common, like a Common song. I didn't know that a guy sang it before. Look at that. Yeah. By the way, fun fact, this dude was white, because I know you all thought he was black.
I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid.
RIP Bobby Caldwell.
Bobby Caldwell was 71 years old. All right, here is Melissa with the juice.
Well, a video has gone viral showing rapper Young M.A. at the barbershop and looking, from what her fans are saying, very unhealthy and slurring her speech. Young M.A. addressed the video yesterday.
Who cut your hair? Who cut your hair?
Saying that that she's been dealing with various health issues the past few years, and she's been hospitalized for several conditions. She refused to disclose what those are, but says, quote, I'm doing better now. We'll take some time, but I'm on the road to recovery and look forward to the future. Young M.A. says that she will get into more detail in her music. My hair. Oh, my God.
Here's a sneak peek.
No, you better stop.
Are you sure?
Yes. Stop.
I love that song.
Kanye will not be charged for throwing a fan's phone after all. You'll remember a video went viral of a fan recording him leaving North's basketball game when he reached in, grabbed the woman's phone, and threw it, yelling at her to stop with the cameras. Apparently, the woman declined to press charges, and the toss is said to have affected only the case of the phone and not the actual phone itself, which is only valued at $30. So he will be facing no charges. And you thought Beyonce ticket prices were bad. Wait until you see how much Drake's prices are. So pre-sale for Drake and 21 Savage's It's All a Blur tour started yesterday, and fans are blowing up social media with hilarious reactions to just how expensive tickets are. One fan compared them to rent prices. Another wrote, views from the overdrawn bank account. Of course, a play on Drake's album, Views. Others say Drake can go to hell for these inflated prices. And one person said they would rather buy a PS5. Nosebleeds, starting at $200, with floor seats going as high as $600. That's for retail tickets.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going by a third-party vendor, you're paying double, sometimes triple, what you'd be paying retail.
Yo, so,
yeah, hundreds of thousands.
That's
for one
crazy
ticket. Yep, and people will still go, and they will still buy them. Here is Leroy with sports.
All right, we got movement all over the NFL, including wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster to the Pats on a three-year, $33 million deal.
I like it.
He is an upgrade from Jacoby Myers, people. I don't understand why this
a lot of people don't think so.
People just love to complain. I'm convinced. The Pats also are signing running back James Robinson to a two-year, $8 million deal. The Celtics took care of business in Minnesota by beating the Timberwolves 104-102. Tatum had a nice dunk. He fell. He kind of rolled on the ground a little bit, but he's all right. Jaylen Brown dropped 35 points, by the way. Staying in the NBA, Grizzlies guard Ja Morant spoke with ESPN's Jaylen Brown.
Who?
Jaylen Rose. I said Jaylen. Jaylen Rose. About the strip club incident where he went live on Instagram flashing a gun. I'm laughing at myself. Anyways, if you can play
whose gun were you holding?
Well, the gun wasn't mine. It's not who I am. I don't condone in, you know, any type of violence, but I take full responsibility for my actions. I made a, right, you know, bad mistake, but, you know, in the future, I'm going to show everybody who Ja really is, right, you know, right, what I'm about.
All right, shut up. Everything you're saying is just words. That's not, the gun wasn't yours. That doesn't make it sound any better. Flashing someone else's gun in a club. That's not who I am. It was who you are. It's on video. That's not what I'm about. Well, you're flashing a gun in a club. That is the most cliche wannabe thug thing to do. There was an athlete years ago, Plaxico Burress,
that's right,
who did that, and he shot himself. Yep. That shows you how much he knew how to handle a gun. He shot himself in the leg, ruined his NFL career. You got to be careful, my son.
Yeah, hopefully he gets things together. The NBA has suspended him without pay for 8 games. And in the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Puerto Rico beat the Dominican Republic. That's just, it's just great. 5-2.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Puerto Rico still took a loss when Edwin Diaz hurt himself during the field celebration.
Oh,
game's over.
Out.
Team runs out on the field. They're jumping around. Something happened to his right leg. He went down. Oh. Mad concern. He had to be helped off the field. Oh. He'll have an MRI today. We'll see what happens. So this, and this is the song he comes out to because he plays for the New York Mets.
Love it's it. So fun.
When he comes out to this, it's a wrap.
If I was a baseball player, I'd probably want to be a closer with a cool-ass intro.
Right.
But
right.
The only thing he needs to add, he's too serious when he walks to the mound. He needs to add some sort of strut.
I love the seriousness.
Nah, see, I want to see him shake his hips a little bit.
Old classic baseball movie reference. It's like when Ricky Vaughn comes out, Wild Thing, during the playoffs in Major League.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing. Wild. The whole crowd is into it.
Yeah.
Holding signs.
I love it.
It's awesome.
So hopefully he gets well soon. And the U.S. beat Columbia 3-2. Bruins Jets tonight at 8. And the first round of the men's basketball championship begins today. 16 games on the schedule. To everyone who filled out a bracket, I wish you the best of luck. Mm. And that's just sports.
All right. For today's good news, I got an update. My hometown Wareham Vikings.
Uh-oh.
Moving on to the state championship.
What?
They beat the Millbury Woolies. 69-32 last night. The Vikings will face the Springfield International Bulldogs Sunday at the Saga Center.
Congratulations!
Yes, thank you very much.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa, and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Steny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Romero. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.